impeachment debate.
The threat is urgent.
Pros and cons.
We will face this illegitimate impeachment with our facts straight.
Jersey City aftermath.
There is no question that this is a hate crime.
Weinstein's deal with accusers.
Without paying anything out of his own pocket.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. In the lead-up to a House committee vote on two articles of impeachment, there's debate that displays the deep partisan divide. Here's CBS's Nancy Cordes.
Democrats defended their articles of impeachment, one for abuse of power, the other obstruction of Congress.
Refusing to turn over even one document. That's what requires us to act now.
Even President Nixon cooperated with Congress, but President Trump has thumbed his nose at constitutional power.
The abuse of power article argues President Trump corruptly solicited the government of Ukraine to publicly announce investigations into a political opponent.
President Donald J. Trump wielded the enormous powers of the presidency to cheat in the 2020 election.
Republicans channeled the president's charge that these articles are impeachment light.
What we're debating here, in my opinion, is the weakest case in history.
It's a little late in the process, but last night the White House offered up its most detailed explanation yet for why the president withheld military aid to Ukraine. They argue that this hold was temporary and part of a regularly used procedure. But several of the witnesses testified in this room that they asked repeatedly why the aid was being withheld, and they were never given that answer or any other.
A federal appeals court hears arguments today in a suit that accuses President Trump of illegally profiting off his presidency through his Washington hotel. Both foreign and domestic officials have stayed there. A three-judge panel initially ruled over the summer that the action should be dismissed. Now to Jersey City, New Jersey, where Mayor Stephen Fulop has been outspoken since the deadly gun battle at a Jewish market.
There is no question that this is a hate crime, and anti-Semitism should be called out aggressively and firmly, immediately, for what it is. And anything other than that is a disservice to anti-Semitism.
But authorities have urged caution as they piece together the motive for the shootout that turned a neighborhood into a war zone. Six were dead when it was over, including the two attackers. The two had previously identified themselves as members of a hate group. They're also suspected in another death. There's new information about what regulators knew after the first crash of a Boeing 737 MAX 14 months ago. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
The FAA predicted if the flawed MCAS anti-stall system was not repaired, an estimated 15 additional crashes could occur, costing nearly 3,000 lives. 3 months later, a second MAX crashed.
Oregon Democrat Peter DeFazio.
Our investigation uncovered a broken safety culture within Boeing and an FAA that was unknowing, unable, or unwilling to step up, regulate, and provide appropriate oversight of Boeing.
Reports say Harvey Weinstein, his former associates, insurers, and more than two dozen accusers have reached a tentative settlement that will pay the women $25 million to drop civil claims. Jody Cantor has covered the story for the New York Times.
Weinstein is able to essentially sweep it away in a single stroke, without paying anything to the victims, out of his own pocket. Some of them are outraged and feel very defeated like this, and basically like they had no choice and this was the best they could get.
Weinstein's sexual assault trial is set for next month. Experts plan to land on the volcanic island in New Zealand tomorrow in an attempt to retrieve eight bodies after this week's eruption. CBS's Remy Innocencio says two Americans who had been hospitalized are now among the eight others known dead.
The latest confirmed fatalities, two brothers, 16-year-old Baron Hollander and 13-year-old Matthew, both born in Chicago. Their parents, Martin and Barbara, are among the missing. Matthew and Lauren Urey, newlyweds from Virginia, were severely burned and are now being treated.
In Britain, it's election day, and it's been labeled the nightmare before Christmas. CBS's Vicky Barker in London says it's all about Brexit.
This is the election that's meant to try to achieve what three prime ministers have so far failed to accomplish, get Britain out of the EU. The pro-Brexit Prime Minister Boris Johnson is hoping to gain enough parliamentary seats to finally get his withdrawal deal passed. His Conservative Party is ahead in the polls, but that margin's narrowed in recent days.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, indicted last month on corruption charges, is giving up some lower-level posts in the government. There have been calls for him to step down as prime minister, but he said he won't do that. For the first time in a century, more Americans are dying at home instead of hospitals. We're live with CBS's Peter King.
Well, Steve, researchers looking at natural deaths between 2003 and 2017 say the percentage of people dying at home is up from 24% to 31%, while hospital deaths fell from 40% to 30%. Nursing home deaths were also down. With home hospice care more readily available, cancer patients were more likely to use that option, while patients with dementia and lung disease were more likely to be hospitalized. The study appears in the New England Journal of Medicine. Steve?
The cost of living is high in the San Francisco Bay Area, and homelessness is a problem. The city council president in Oakland is proposing housing up to 1,000 people on a cruise ship brought into the city's port. These people who live there say it's worth considering.
That's fine. At least they have somewhere to be.
I'd rather have them on something like that than on the street.
However you're doing it, you're trying to help.
But the Port of Oakland calls the idea untenable. On the long-running CBS TV show Survivor, players get voted off the island. Now, as CBS's Deborah Rodriguez tells us, for the first time, one was told to leave.
This game is full of twists and turns.
It was a never-before-seen twist on Survivor. At the end of last night's episode, host Jeff Probst broke the news.
Dan will not be returning to the game.
He didn't tell the other contestants why, but a message scrolled on the screen for viewers that said TV producer Dan Spilo was removed for an off-camera incident that did not involve a player. Less than a month ago, he got a warning after claims he inappropriately touched two women contestants.
The last time a rat made big news in New York City, we watched as one carried a slice of pizza down subway stairs. Now there's this.
It started out as a project to decrease the population of rats in New York City, but it ended up creating a race of super rats. Pest control efforts were so successful that the survivors of the onslaught were, as Darwin would put it, the fittest. According to experts, these surviving rats are genetically super rats, with traits that make them able to avoid an onslaught of exposure to rodenticides and even traps. They're also more virile, able to breed and repopulate the earth with this new generation of rats that renders common rodenticides ineffective. Jim Shenaby, CBS News, New York.
In California, they're trying to save the foothill yellow-legged frog. New protections have now been put in place for the tiny frogs that are vanishing from natural habitats. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.